Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Before you go, Robin, I want to talk about another case here. Brian Koberger, obviously, we've been covering it since its inception. New video just released recently of Brian Koberger shopping. This is on a shopping trip. We can pull up the video. There's no sound to it. I'll just kind of narrate as it goes on as we all take a look at this. Go ahead and hit it. This is at a Costco. This is the morning. This is just moments or hours after the murders. He's wearing that white shirt, it looks like, that he was wearing in that shot in the bathroom. And he's going into the Costco without a Costco card. And just look at his gait. Look at his attitude. He's trying to negotiate his way into the Costco without a Costco card. Thinking he's just going to go on in. Dress shirt. And this would have been, was this a Saturday morning? Saturday or Sunday morning?
He feels empowered, doesn't he?
What's that?
He feels empowered.
Yes.
Yeah, and he had his coffee cup that allows him to feel like he's socially doing what he's supposed to do. So remember, he drinks coffee, I think.
It's actually a water bottle that he's holding. It appears he was on a mission for coffee. Okay. Because what we're about to find next in this video is after he's finally accepts that he's not allowed into the Costco. I don't know if he's like, you know, I can't come into the Costco. I mean, I just murdered four people. You're not going to let me into the Costco. Here he is circling a coffee stand in the white Hyundai Elantra. Eventually, I think it's closed. I'm not sure. Because eventually we're going to see him wander into a grocery store. So this is what he did. This is what he did the morning, literally just hours after the killings. He was on the phone with his mother, we know, during some of these times. He could be chatting it up with her right now as he slowly prowls next to the Mocha Joe or whatever this is.
Freaking Starbucks. They're on every corner and he's out, you know, out west. There's a ton of Starbucks out there.
There he is in the Kroger.
Yep. Feeling like the big man.
Feeling like a big man. And then he circles the store a little bit, then we find him checking out here.
So I want everyone to keep watching. So, you know, the first thing I saw was that cup when he walked in. So when we're baselining the world around us, it's so easy to see people that stand out, and he just stands out because he still has no ability how to be a real boy. It's just he's incapable. That's why he used props like whether it's a coffee cup or anything else. Mm-hmm. He's literally, to me, he sees people drinking coffee. He thinks that's what social average people do. So he uses it like a prop. He uses everything in his life as a prop to try to be a real person, and he has no idea how to do it. Everything in life is complete mimicry to him. He has zero internal.
There he's the one at the checkout right now in the dress shirt.
But you see how he stands out?
Yeah.
Everything always stands out. His body language, his movements, his attire, what he's doing. He has no idea how to be a human. It's completely foreign to him.
Why is, I mean, what, why is that? Why is he that clueless on just the basic functions?
This is 100% psychopathy, 100%. There is zero, and that's why I've been so doubled down, as many of us have, of don't overthink him. There's nothing in there. Yeah. So imagine this. He is a wolf right now trying to mingle around a herd of gazelles.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Here he comes.
And he's trying to blend in with the environment to try not to be alerting to all the prey around him. And so right now he's the lion at the watering hole, where he's actually not going to kill one of the gazelles sipping, but he's there. And he still looks like a lion, because that is exactly what's there. He is pure predator that has no idea how to fill it in with the rest of the humanity. He's got there's nothing there. That is psychopathy. That's why this is a missing part of his empathetic brain. It's just not there.
Let's rewind it back to the beginning again, Ted.
I'm sorry, Stacey, go ahead.
Robin, how many of those people are amongst us right now? I mean, you go to the grocery store and there's that weird guy who's standing by the honeydew melons, and he turns around and looks at you. Is that one of them? I mean, are they out there?
Yeah, they're out there. There's not as many that I've never seen anyone that spiked. I mean, again, I'm not a counselor, so I don't see as many as counselors would or psychologists would. But when in my time of doing it, I've never seen anyone that pure of that. But they're around us. And so what she also can do is, the reason allows us to say things like that about him is because we have a lot of data points on him. We've been studying him for 4 years now, or we're coming up on four. And so there's a lot of other data points that keep supporting that. So it's easier to have our confirmation bias. Like when we're watching this, I already know, I'm dealing with a psychopath. Let's look for psychopathic things. Sure. And that's what I see. Now, when you look at the creepy guy at the honeydew melons, what we don't have is data points to say, is this someone who's just excessively lonely? Is he an energy vampire just looking to make a connection? Is he mentally disturbed? Does he have other traumas? I mean, so there's a lot of things that could be feeding into that behavior that we don't know about. But could he be high level in psychopathy? Yes, definitely could be, but we just don't know enough. But in this case, oh yeah, we know.
When you look at that, when we go back to the start of that, I mean, when we look at his gait, the way he walks in, the way that he's going to be questioned here again in a moment. And if you're not watching this, you can see it on our YouTube channel. He's questioning, he looks into the store like, you're questioning me?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was walking with intent, and then he got stopped. It looked like he was just going to barrel in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what would be really interesting to see is, I would love to see video of him prior to the murders and after the murders.
Yeah.
Because compare and contrast is what we really need here, to see if that's, like, if we're seeing this gait, is this just his normal arrogance? Or is it because he feels empowered? I'd be very curious about that.
Well, and it's not difficult to get a Costco membership. You just go to the counter and pay.
You probably could even get like a day pass, honestly. Yeah.
But remember, he thinks he's the big man. I mean, he does it in class. He does it as a teaching assistant. And so he would actually bully people all the time, from the data we're seeing from how his students were
around to him too. He hasn't been fired yet.
Right. So, I mean, here's someone who's very arrogant and self-confident. He's like, hey, I'm Brian Cobra. I can do this. I'm over here. I'm a PhD student. Why don't you let me in?
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I'm the guy who just killed all these kids and got away with it.
I mean, just think of, Stacey, you said earlier, like, you know, are these people everywhere? I mean, look at these people just going in shopping.
But
it could be anybody going in shopping.
But you also see how casually he walked out, though. So it didn't bother him that he got rejected. Did he do it just for the chance to showcase himself and interact. To me, that might have just been a moment of, hey, look at me, look how great I am. I don't really want to go in here. I just want to show you how confident I am. That could be just be it too.
I'm going to guess he's having some. Go ahead, Robin.
I was saying he's not ranting or raving. In other words, we know he's got a lot of rage in him. He's not showing rage right here.
It's like he's walking in. There's like a cognitive distortion going on in his mind that it's like, look at me. He feels he's bigger than the room. And even though nobody in that room even notices he's there, in his mind, after this, he thinks it's like, look at this.
Or he might have. So here's, again, there's so many possibilities because we don't know. Or he just actually has no idea how Costco works. And it's because it's such a social place, he feels like, hey, I'm going to try this place that I've never had the courage to go out before because there's all these people here. But now I feel more comfortable around people because I'm so arrogant. I need a pass to come in here? Oh, I've never been to Costco before. Huh. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that information. I'll go join a membership. I'll come back later. Thank you.
It's like a real sick, twisted version of winning the Super Bowl. You just won the Super Bowl. Where are you going to? Disney World, Coburger. You just killed four people. What are you going to do? I'm going to Costco.
But you see how we can do all these different overlays if we don't have more data on it? But
yeah,
but
totally.
To me, since he was turned away and we know he's got rage issues, that means he doesn't know he's about to be turned away. And he had no expectation of really being able to get in. So if he had, think about this, if he had an expectation that he could actually get in, and he was denied, he'd get pretty angry.
Jennifer in the comments just had an interesting point that could he have been establishing more of his alibi?
Possibly that too. Although different times.
A little late.
A little late, but still maybe, you know, gee, I was out doing normal things. How could I have murdered anybody, you know?
Sure. Or was it to make him feel more normal after murdering people?
I think it definitely I think he's reveling in the fact that he feels more normal right now.
The fact that as soon as he walks away, he takes a drink out of that water bottle. It's like arrogance. I see arrogance with it. Like, oh, okay, I'm just going to drink.
Yep.
And I'm going to drink on the way in.
And he's the only one doing it, Todd.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's creepy. That's why I wanted to play that with you, Robin. And
that's
get your
good stuff.
If you played that Rick Astley, I could make him dance around to it a little bit. But you know, okay.
Never gonna let you in.
But again, just you know, when we're looking at that, that's what we do. Just look at what stands out. Oh my god.
Robin's never coming back again.
I think you're right, Stacey.
Here we go. Look at him. He's dancing.
Great working with you, Robin.
Here's what's really great about it. He's spending the rest of his life.
Never been to Costco. Coburger is getting rejected fast, and he wants to get some coffee going on.
And as Steve Conglaze said, he's getting a big D right now.
Big D! Oh, there you go.
Gonzalez family saying yes. The big D is coming for you, buddy.
Big D is coming.
Enjoy that Costco moment.
Coburger's getting the big D in prison now. Okay.
Robin just got a glimpse into what it's like working with Tony.
You know, he's been working with me for a long time.
Tuning in every day. You know, I've given up on all my professionalism and everything else.
For ruining his reputation, Tony.
I've given up on all my dignity, Robin, so don't worry.
I'm going to start wearing my ACDC shirt on now instead of my collared shirt.
It'd be great. Why not? Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Unit. We will get you to sing some karaoke one of these days. Enjoy the rest of your camping trip, and thank you for taking some time this morning to hang out with
us. Always, guys. Love being with you all. See you soon. Right.
See you, Robin. Thank you. Let's continue on. We're going to keep going into the Coburger conversation because that's not the only video that was released very, very recently. We have new questioning video, I should say. Police interviews is what it is, of Dylan Mortensen and Bethany Funk. We know that one of them has been released. Another one has come out, and we're going to take a look at both of them this morning. We've not actually done that on the program yet. We're not doing it to pick it apart, but to really understand the psychological weight of what these two girls lived through. There's been so many horrible people out there that have said so many horrible things about these two young women who were utterly traumatized by that night, by that monster that walked into the Costco with that level of arrogance, that I think it is in no way to exploit these girls or have to show off the pain that they're going through in any sort of way like that, but more so for understanding and see, okay, what was it like for them? What was going through their minds hours after realizing four of their friends were just murdered in the very house that they were in, that they clearly had were frightened that night as well and didn't know what was going on. So we're going to go through this and we'll break it down and we'll talk about what we're seeing and there's a lot here. We'll start with this one. Which one is this, Todd? Is this Bethany or
this is the other?
Okay, this is Dylan. Okay, so Dylan, this is yep. Dylan. This is Dylan, and this is the new one. This is the one that had just been released. It's a lot shorter than the other video that had been released. But let's take a look. This is them being interviewed by police that day.
Something else. Something that Mike said for baby year was. Does your have in the waste industry have anybody that you thought might have assaulted you or that was just acting weird?
No, we were, talking. Remember about a month ago, I think one of our police officers that Karen outside taking Murphy out and she saw a shadow.
Yep.
Okay. And then when Karen was at Winco, Zeno was in the car. She noticed this guy was following her. She's getting put in the car and she could see in her mirror that the guy was behind her in the car. Okay. And so obviously he was trying to follow her. And then that was about like 2-3 weeks ago. And then about a week ago, our door is broken, but the home door is wide open. And like, obviously, yes, the door is broken, but that could also be something else as well.
Wait, the front door?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever find the backstabber or anything, or anything? The ledgers you locked? What's the condition?
I mean, we're pretty good at locking it.
Okay, cool.
I don't think we locked it last night.
And it sounds like the car is fairly well known to the front door for my people.
I mean, only people that, like, know us. Like, random people would not know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because they're young, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Obviously, Dutch, so someday she's going to move in with you guys, pass away. Did Charlie ever say anything or report that we're in this to anybody else as a new age?
No, because I mean, like, you can't, there's like no proof, you know, I can't really do anything about it. And people are just weird sometimes. We didn't, like, obviously, we were scared for a little bit. You didn't think much about it after that because there's nothing like weird after that.
Did she say, what kind of car it was that I was driving? Something like that. Why did Karen work?
She worked at home for a business, I believe. I can't remember what exactly it is.
So she was just in the, she worked for her apartment? For the room? Yeah. With him, Dahl, Maddie and Zana, where did they work?
Maddie and Zana both worked at Mad Creek. And then Maddie also had a paid internship through this business as well. That was online at home.
Who would know what that business is? I'm gonna get through to that.
You might know.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called. There's like, because they were business majors and through their majors, so they're able to get these jobs.
Okay. Okay. Somebody talking about something like that.
Yeah.
And I heard that it was possibly new. So I just wanted to make sure that I got the right person having those kind of things. Did you hear Murphy barking or doing anything?
Yes, he was barking a lot.
Throughout the night or?
When I heard Kelly go upstairs, he was barking a lot. And then I could tell that he was out. Sorry, I don't know how the police found him because he wasn't in the house.
Okay.
But he was he has a puppy in Bronx, but he was barking a lot if there was someone there.
And that was that week 32, or was that early forward? Yeah. And then he was barking. When you first turned on barking after she was up there playing, did you hear him inside, go outside, or did he start outside?
Murphy was with Carol, and they were, like, dancing. They walked upstairs. He was still with her. And then when she moved out, moved here, he started barking in the house. And then I believe the side door was open, and I think he went out that way, because I could tell that what sound he was barking was getting, like, more distant.
Do you think that Murphy would have went after him, wherever he was?
Maybe, but I mean, he's a puppy. He doesn't fully know that yet.
I don't know. He would just be, if anything, probably didn't play with him.
Yeah.
When that guy in black left, did he close the slider or did he leave it open?
I don't know. I just ran downstairs.
Okay. Anything else? I'm going to go talk to my guys who've done literary interviews and see if anybody's got questions.
There you go.
Got to turn my mic back on. So that's the interview there. I know I got some things to say. What stood out to you?
I'm blown away at how calm she was. I mean, I can't even imagine the roller coaster of emotions, you know, that she had to have gone through from frantic craziness to. At that point, it just seems like she's worn the hell out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems like she's numb.
Exactly.
It was just this numbness about her that she's like the trauma is definitely there and the shock is there, but it's just like, I don't know what to do with this information. I'm just giving it to you. I can't process it right now. It's how I felt through it.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of thinking there, a lot of just trying to figure out what the hell is the world looking like now that she's woken up and this is the reality of what's going on. The dog being there, and I mean, you're got to be double thinking everything, especially when you are being questioned about, excuse me, your door being locked. Is it locked? Is it not locked? We're pretty good about it. Look, I mean, as an adult, it's easy to go. I mean, I lock my shit. I always have. Yep. I'm just like that. A lot of people aren't. Most college kids are not. Of course, you would think you're a house of college girls. Why the hell are you not locking your doors? Because they're college girls and they haven't experienced, fortunately, up until this point in life, a lot of horrible threats like this or unfortunate, you know, so... Ignorance can be bliss.
It could just be one person too. Maybe everybody in the house is really vigilant about keeping the doors locked, but you've got the ding dong in the room next to you.
You got all these people
forgets to lock the door.
People are coming and going. You're always going to have the ding dong. And look at that age. Everybody's just not that bright when it comes to security and things of that nature.
Also, Tony, though, you said it like, you don't look through life thinking something like this is going to happen in your immediate circle, even outside the immediate circle of people you live with, coworkers, you know, loved ones who live out of state. You don't think it's ever going to touch you.
No. And then until you live it, then I can guarantee these girls are locking their doors every place they go today. Yeah. That lesson should not have been learned that way, but it wasn't even a lesson in that. This guy, Koberger, would have gotten in. He would have found a way to get in. It's not hard to pry a patio door.
Tony, Jennifer said, you know, you live by your experiences.
Yep.
And, you know, you guys have kind of laughed at me about this, but this is the first time I've lived by myself in, 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm training in martial arts. You guys laughed at me, but I literally have 6 knives that are ready to go because I live in a ground floor apartment. It's kind of nerve-wracking. You know, I've got a sliding glass door. I've got several windows. I work in true crime. So I'm seeing all this stuff. I have knives strategically placed that if somebody were to come in here and attack me, I know exactly where to go in each room that I could get a knife and defend myself. It's a weird feeling and it sounds paranoid, but I'd rather have that than not.
A note that we will not be having the Christmas party at Stacy's house. Too many knives.
No way.
Although if we have to cut cake, we could do it in any room.
Exactly. Then we're good.
They're very sharp knives, let me tell you. But yeah, I mean, you live by your experiences. Jennifer was right. Yeah. This is what you do to protect yourself. And you know what? 30 years ago, this never would have crossed my mind. But sure, life experience puts you exactly where you are.
Yeah.
And I've got like a bar in my sliding glass door because you can jimmy a door open.
Yeah, I have that. I've always,
You know,
well, and I think a lot of it comes from like your upbringing as well. I mean, I was brought up in a fairly anxious mother, or with a fairly anxious mother. Todd laughs.
Is he getting in the way down there at the radio station, Todd? I can come get him if I need to.
Every day.
Oh, Mom, everything's fine, Mom.
Every day.
Is the story we're going to need to hear.
Every day for like the first 6 months I worked at the radio station at like grade eight. My school bus would drop me off and I'd go into the studio with Todd. And then my mom's call, is he getting in the way? Every day. Same
conversation.
Seriously,
Todd, this happened?
He's not exaggerating by much. It's
it's
serious. Yeah.
Yeah. Where the hell was I going with all that? I lost my train of thought. But I grew up with that and we always had bars in our patio doors. The doors are always locked. You check them before you go to bed. And it's always been second nature to me. So, but that's me. That's my experience. It doesn't mean everybody had that by any means. And as you get older, you start to realize, oh, not everybody has that experience. No, not everybody is locking their door. And that's one of the anxiousnesses or the anxieties of my mother that I'm okay with. I'm good to lock my door. I'm glad I have that anxiety. I have that in the back of my mind every night before I go to bed. Let's just go check the doors, make sure they're locked and go to bed. I'm cool with that when I think that's a healthy anxiety for anyone to have. But
what harm does that cause? I mean,
nothing. It makes it a little inconvenient sometimes.
I'd rather have you be safe and have that door locked than you're kind of scatterbrained and you don't lock it and somebody decides to come and do something.
But I also can't fault a group of late teens and early 20s who maybe have never were not brought up that way, who maybe had their doors open all the time, to suddenly have a click in their mind and go, I really should put bars in all those doors and I should do this, I should do that, because it's not even there. It wasn't programmed. So you can't expect it to just magically show up if it's not there, if they've never had an experience or a reason or, a motivation to do that. And it takes motivation to do that. And not motivation in like a, oh, you're unmotivated, but in a, there's something that's triggering you to do this because you are viewing a possible perceived threat. They weren't thinking that way. And it's not their fault. They're young kids.
No.
Yeah.
So,
right after the murders, somebody was asked about the situation and somebody said, I don't remember who it was, but they literally said, nothing ever happens in Moscow.
Exactly.
So that was their mindset. Nothing like this was ever going to happen there. So why worry about some dog barking?
And most people make it through life just fine and nothing happens. And they're able to live with the doors unlocked and, you know, great. That's you're lucky as shit if that's how it works, and more power to you that doesn't have to be something. And that's why so many people just don't do it, because the odds are not in your favor that something bad is going to happen. They're more in your favor that it's all going to work out okay. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, when I see the judgments out there, why didn't they do this? If it was my daughter that was there, I would be like, you guys really need to lock the door. And you know what? It wouldn't make a goddamn bit of difference, because people are coming and going from the place, and one person saying they want to do it ain't going to change it. So they got to have grace with the people, these kids, the way that some of these people have been attacking these girls. Let's take a look at the other interrogation video that's been released. This is released a few weeks ago. We haven't really gone through it much, but let's take a look at this.
First and foremost, if you can just take a deep breath for me, that's a Monday.
Interview, I should say, not interrogation, where somebody tells me
apart.
All I'm going
to do is try and get an idea of what you heard, what you saw, and any timeline, any information that you can give us so that we can try and figure out what happened, okay?
Thank you.
So just take a deep breath for me. I know this isn't going to be easy. Just one thing to go from there, okay? Have your chin in. Hold your first chin. Put chin in the low end, so. Okay? Then you learn a lesson. And it didn't hurt.
Didn't have a three.
And you live there at 1122 King Road?
Yeah.
I look familiar with him. And what state you're in, Daddy?
The best.
Yeah. Do you have your phone number too?
Pretty.
So what we're going to be doing is taking people's phones for a little while. I'm going to turn in. And so we do this. I don't know if you called if you want a meeting, phone calls, or anything like that. What we do in an investigation like this is we're trying to collect as much information as we can. Okay. Anything that might be small, you may not think is important for us to find out what happened, but is very crucial. So taking something off your phone might be extremely useful for us, even if it's something that you don't realize, okay? And we're going to get that phone back to you as fast as we can. Okay. Is that okay with you? Okay. So is this your phone again?
You're
going to
carry
it on, Mom. That's fine. That's what you're on. And then what I'm going to need is your passcode. And your cell port. Here, we tune it to the most wiki to turn off your passcode, okay?
How do you take a
look? Oh. You can do that? Yeah. And Phil already did it this way. You can just communicate here, tell me your passcode.
I just don't remember.
Okay. What is your bank code? It's okay. And what type?
Carrie, do you want to
speak? Thank
you.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so she's far more emotional than
any social media than never on Facebook.
It shows just how different people react to things and traumas.
Any other social media types out there? So the big ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So put in try to go back and try to do a little bit of the turn one, okay? So what did you guys do last night?
I mean,
mostly if you were by yourself and not with the group, what is
Ethan was in the house, so
you were with
one of them is my roommates and one of them is her boyfriend.
Okay. So you're with Ethan
and
Zanon? And spell that for me?
X-A-N-Y. M-A-N-A, sorry.
X-A-N-A. Okay. So I'm just trying to... Sometimes I was trying to put names too. So you were with Ethan and Zanna last night.
Yeah.
Well, do you know Ethan's last name?
Chibin.
I don't know how to spell it. Yes, sir. And Zanna's last name?
Fennettle.
Do you spell it?
I think it's K-E-R N O. Maybe another guy, T Lee or something like that.
Okay. Okay, so you're with them. What time did you guys say if the second guy stopped seeing you?
Could I be 8 something? Maybe 8:30.
So 8:30 p.m.?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And prior to that, were you guys just in your house?
Mm-hmm.
You can see you left from your house.
Ethan
was that formal?
Could he met with person? She had a date. And
okay.
We were just hanging out at her house. And then she came over and we all walked over together.
Okay. So that was you, Ethan, Zanna. Was there another person out there? Or just the three of you that
walked over with us?
Okay. And now?
Logan.
Logan?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Nate Dinyai?
3 days. Her real name is Madison, no, I don't believe.
Okay. So you guys all walked over to... You went about 8:30. Well, were you all pretty much together or just kind of mingling throughout the house next day?
We were all pretty much together and then Maddie left to go to the club with Kittery. And then I was awake with Santa most of the night, but then one of my friends came. And I hung out with her the rest of the night.
And who was that?
He
his cell phone. Okay. And his last name?
I don't know how to pronounce it. And no family needs to take care of that.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have a phone number for her?
Yeah.
Nice. Any phone call? Okay. He's in the band. Okay, so you were with
mm-hmm.
And at that point, Ethan and family were just kind of, you know, sealed the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I went to our other friend's house.
Okay. What time was that at?
I don't know. He did 12 fish. I ate me by gut. You know,
12. Okay. And where's that house from?
It's just like up the street. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, up the street from
Singwakai.
Okay.
Kind of.
So you know Singwakai, so you're walking back towards.
We're walking back from the house. Okay. This way.
So, like, went back to Taylor Street, you went off? So, if you walked all the way from Sigma Naves.
Sorry. Yeah. You know the apartment, it's the lights.
Yep, print of the lights.
It's like that street, that way.
So, on Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know roughly where on team? Or does she live in, you know, on the other half streets?
Yeah, it's on Taylor, but it's like that any house lives by that news. I don't know. How
do we not like it? Okay. And whose house is it if you want to?
It's. And I don't know if they're ever remain.
And. Okay. So you and you're at this house. How long are you here?
Maybe like 40 minutes. And then I left by myself.
You're in this big house. So you walked home maybe around the one-ish?
Yes.
Okay. What did you see when you got home?
Worst in family house, what's your name, higher time base? And no one else was home yet.
And then the roommate, or?
She's a brother.
Oh, okay. And?
She's
living on the street. That's fine. And does live with you, too, or just visit?
She's the friend.
Okay.
And then she left.
What, do you know what time she left at?
No, I went home.
But you're all watching.
Can I put your brief?
Okay. And anything happened during that time period?
Yeah.
Okay. And nobody else was in the house at that time?
No worry.
No one? It's just the three of you? Okay. So, what? Let's go a little bit more in. What happened to you?
Akira came back from the club. Left.
Daddy and him?
Carrie.
Okay. And they got home from the club. You know what time that might have been?
I think they told one of the clubs that was talking to me at the house, like, better times.
It's okay.
I don't really remember right now. Maybe like
that's a little.
Something, Warren.
So if you got home around Warren, that would have put him
like 1:45.
Very correct. So near Barbary, did you have a guess? Near Barbary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Barbary. Bars are on the close at 2 o'clock here.
Oh, yeah. They went to Brookchug after, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. What did you do after that, after Maddie and Kaylee got home?
We all hung out in Kimmy's room for a little. In the past, and then Maddie and I took Mercy out fishing the dog. And then I said I was going to go to bed. I was tired. And she said she was
going to go to bed.
And then I went to my room, was going to eat,
falling asleep.
And then she came and nodded and asked if I had Mercy, and I said no. And then I would say.
Okay. So what time did you take, you think you took Murphy out?
I'm like 3:30.
3:30?
7.
Okay. And where did you normally take Murphy to go to the bathroom?
Just the back door. Mm-hmm. The kitchen.
So which one is 11:22? So if I'm coming up King Road off the Taylor.
It's the big white house on the end.
On the way to the very top on the right?
Well, it's technically on Kingdom, but that should be cheap.
Okay. So is it the one that's tough and dive that you're going up to 500 clean route? Those big apartments? It's kind of yeah. Heading back just a little bit? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you normally go out the back deck then?
Yeah.
Okay. You kind of end on the treasure then? Okay. So you go there. You and Maddie take the dog out.
Hugin.
And then how long have you got to it?
I was out there for maybe like 10 or 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay. So then you both come back in. So you and Maddie both come back in.
Before she did.
Okay. Did Maddie still have the dog then?
Yes, I believe so.
So you went out for a little bit, came back in. Do you know what time Maddie came back in? Mm-hmm. And you went straight to bed when he came back in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long after you, when you went to bed, do you think now you came in?
Actually, I came in, grabbed some chips, went to my room, watched a show for a little, and then I reached out.
What were you watching?
It's called Bing Daddy.
Okay. How long do you think you watched it?
Maybe like 30 minutes.
So one episode maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe like a half.
Okay. And did Maddie come in during that show or after?
She just knocked on my door, I think, during your last. I'm like, right, you
should know. And then what happened after that?
I just went to bed. And then I woke up, and I was like half asleep, right? Just thought I had like a body lunch or something. It could just sparkle and come to my door. And I thought I heard like something kind of fall. I thought it would have been bark, and I thought
people were just breaking.
Like, spit under, like, and the head was here or something, and not tilting over, because he's usually loud in the kitchen next day.
Okay. So, what do you mean by you heard a firework?
It sounded like a firework, and then there was, like, a spark. And he went by my, like, I'm on the bottom floor.
Okay.
So, it kind of looked like it came down there, but I don't know.
And so, is Murphy your dog?
Candy's dog.
Candy's dog?
Candy and... Her ex-boyfriend.
Okay. So, you heard Murphy bark right after you heard what you thought was a firecracker?
Yeah, something like that, but I don't know. Dogs start hearing things. You should have gonna hear being
pumper. Same thing. It didn't sound like an angry growl or you went down, just a bark?
I don't really know. I was like half asleep.
Okay, you sound a rip bird. So... Hear the firework, kind of see a spark underneath the door, Murphy barks. What do you hear after that?
Pretty much nothing.
Nothing at all. Okay. And you thought maybe something was just in the kitchen at that point?
Yeah, just like someone accidentally fell into the table or something.
Okay.
I think she was like with Lindsay.
Do you know about what time that might have been? Do you have any idea?
4 or something. I tried to call all of them. I'm like 4:20-ish. Remember time? You know, I was answering and thought they just went to bed or something.
Okay. What happened after that?
Called me. She said she thinks she saw someone. And I didn't know, like, really what to think of it, because sometimes we think we hear things a lot in the house, but she's really just eating, walking around. But she came. I told her to come to my room. She said, look at me, and give up the door. Just stay in there, just in case there was anything. And that's all I knew. Like, I saw back the same.
You didn't hear anything else? No one was talking.
What person?
Did you make it to your room then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What time do you think she got in your room?
Around 4:20, 4:30.
Okay, about the same time.
Yeah.
Where's her room located? It's yours.
I'm the only one on the bottom floor, right by the front door.
Okay.
And then you go up the stairs. Xana's room, and his room, the kitchen,
and then upstairs is Matt and King. So. Okay. And where's the room?
Right by the kitchen.
Right by the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did she say anything to you when she got into the room?
She said she thought she saw me, but I didn't know what to think. I had to like, still have a sleep, and I was like, I don't know what to do. It didn't sound like I didn't hear screams or anything, but I don't really know.
Okay. Intent. And obviously she did the same thing more than she just saw someone.
You got the toy from Patricia.
So, well, your bed then, if the board's at the right house, You have a parking lot, front door, and your bedroom's just to the right. And that's where you were. You slept from by the time you finally got into your room around 4-ish or so. Actually, before that.
Really? 3-something?
Yeah. So you were in there sleeping. Okay. Dylan got to your room maybe somewhere around 4:20-ish, but Dylan was already home at that 4:08. You knew that Maddie and Karen were home. Do you know when anyone else in the house got home?
I don't know when Anna or Eden got home. I didn't hear them coming or anything.
Okay. And the last time you saw Xana and Ethan was at the sandwich house. Okay. So, did you see anything weird at the party? Okay. Well, then, since how the way they're set up, where everyone hanging out primarily up in the main commoner area, with most people hanging out in individual rooms and stuff like that?
It was a little bit of a mixture at first. It was in like apartments, and then it was the main room.
Okay. Yeah.
And then as I was leaving, I wanted to throw a backpack from our friend's room. And sorry, then we're sitting on the couch, like, listening to me say it.
Okay. And that was that in the main room, or that was in
the middle part?
That was in the pine seats. Okay. Did you hear of anything that happened to anybody?
Okay.
Was there anyone strange or odd hanging around the party?
Okay.
Do you know of anybody in your house that has an issue with anyone? Any ex-boyfriend? You have done it?
Tell their ex-boyfriend. Really nice. They still want it, right?
Wayne, have you ever had any of your base supporting on anyone stalking you?
It's been once, though. Kaylee said when everyone was, like, gone, you mean you were at the sorry house from being. It was like Kaylee beat you sticking Murphy out. This was a wild one. And she said she swears she saw someone staring at her while she was
taking a dog out. You've been there longer than that?
You'd be great. A month. She could see like a man silhouette, but staring at her.
You see, it was about a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did Kane have any issues with anyone?
I have been.
Okay. None of them have made any comments or statements. You weren't trying to come on to them or anything like that? And you said that calling ex-boyfriends of that, they're all normally very nice and stuff like that. Are any of them had any recent breakups?
One, but...
I said, I'd be a little bit out. Yeah. What is, can you be a little bit too much on
Yama? Sour Street.
On two?
On Euclid, I think.
Two.
He and Kaylee share Marty.
Okay.
And they dated for 7 years.
And that's in Kaylee?
And then, for so barely got.
And they did it for 7 years?
Something like that. Since high school. And if they had like some early things
to do. Okay. And they shared Murphy?
Mm-hmm. Frankie.
Okay. How long did they break out?
Maybe only like 3 months. Or something. But they're still on.
Really good twins.
Do you know why they broke out?
She was kind of like Texas.
Where's Kaylee from?
Coeur d'Alene.
Okay. Where is
Coeur d'Alene.
Okay. And Monroe. You said that they're still on good terms and they'll probably get
in their house. Yeah.
Okay. Has Kaylee been seeing anyone else lately?
When you had these ones, you not really that I know of.
Kaylee. Do you know when she was going to move to Tempe?
That is soon.
Apparently she wasn't going to. I don't know.
Do you know what changed your mind?
Well, I think she wanted to stay here with all of us.
Is there anything else you think is important for me to know? And you might remember things later. That's very much very normal, okay?
Okay.
If you seem to remember anything else, please reach back out to us. And then bring me back in and we'll get that information, okay? Quick before you go, okay? And you don't remember Kaylee's lesson?
It's all this.
It's all this?
Yeah, I apologize.
Look at your cell phone. Okay. All right. Yeah, very much thank you for sitting down with me, okay? You've been 50 times to get out of the room. Same to you, Chris, all right? You sure there's nothing else?
Anybody that is trying to point fingers at these girls after seeing that, you should be thoroughly ashamed.
Yep.
Can somebody fill me in a little bit on that? Because we had quite a few comments about some of the nasty stuff that's apparently going on with these two girls. What are people saying? Why are they saying it?
Because they're mentally ill. I don't know. I mean, there are groups of people that still are pro-burgers. There are still people out there that think he's innocent. And other than simply calling it what it is, that is, there is a personality defect, a mental illness or personality disorder, or something is wrong with anyone who's thinking that way, because there's no healthy brain that would think that. None. That's what it is. You're sick. There's something seriously wrong with you if you think that those two girls had anything to do with this murder. Now, I'm not against at the very beginning looking at all options, questioning everything, try to figure it out. Sure, of course you need to do that, but we're almost 3 years past the point of when that was done. We've established what reality is. And if you can't get along with reality because you don't like reality and you'd like to live in this little delusional world out there, you have no place in the world with the rest of us. I'm sorry. If the people that are out there that still harass these people, it's sick.
Well, and the other thing is Brian Koberger pleaded guilty. So
exactly.
He stepped up and said, I did this.
There's you, no matter what, you can't change some people's points of view or wherever cognitive distortions that they're operating under, because they think that this sounds crazy, that someone would say this, that, oh, it's, you know, you're covering. Yeah.
I'm sitting there listening to that going, I don't know how I would I don't think I could give them any information about phone numbers or sure. I would be a nervous wreck. I
would be just bleh.
Yeah, I could not answer a question in a situation like that. I'd shut down.
Yeah,
I just would.
These girls went through absolute hell, and the hell it's the same monsters that went after the people that like the Sandy Hook families and stuff like that. It's the same distorted, fucked up thinking from these people that really, you know, if they went on a cruise and the boat sunk, I would be happy. It's like, the Alex Jones cruise that takes all the Sandy Hook folks that believe this shit is fake and that those are fake actors, and the boat sinks and everyone goes away. Well, you know what? That's natural selection working in one big, big boat sinking. I would praise that if that happened.
These girls didn't ask for this to happen to them.
No, you're a blight on society.
If you're in a situation, they weren't in a dark alley wearing, you know, provocative clothing. It wasn't, you know, they didn't ask. And I'm not saying that a woman wearing that, I'm being sarcastic here, but none of this was due to anything that they did other than existing. So to point blame at them in any fashion is just fucking ridiculous.
I don't get where people just can't accept facts sometimes. And that's really what it comes down to here. There's no reason to think that it wouldn't be anyone other than Brian Koberger. There's no logical reasons other than a very broken brain that's connecting dots in places where they don't go. And sometimes people's brains just don't connect those dots. And if you're one of those people hearing that and you're thinking Koberger's innocent and that these girls had something to do with it, seek help. Seek help. Because it's not going to end well for you if this is the line of thinking that you're operating under. There's something seriously wrong with you. I don't really say that. Just the sheer raw emotion. I don't really have anything to add to it. I have nothing. I mean, what do you say? She's trying to get out everything that, that occurred, the hell that they went through that night, and try to explain the reasoning for their fear. And look, these kids grew up in a very different time than the rest of us. The ways that many other generations respond to trauma, respond to reaching out to authorities is very different than what we've had. That's the only way I can try and describe it, because at first I had difficulty wondering, why didn't they call 911? What's going on? Like, why was that? And not that they were like hiding something, but like, what is the process going on here that would not be the first choice? And once you really dig into it and understand that way of thinking, and you understand that generation, and you understand how they have been brought up and how they respond to things, it makes sense. It just does. It's a very different response that they have to things than we do. Not because they don't want to get help, but because they weren't brought up in the same way, where we have a phone on the wall, we call 911 if something happens. It's more community oriented in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of ways to look at that. And if you want to take 5 minutes of your life and dig into that, you can. But it does add up. And clearly, yeah. If you think she's a murderer, you're insane.
That was especially the last one, a lot to process.
Oh my God.
A lot to process.
Yeah. I was on the fence about, that one's been out for a little while, but, and I was on the fence about playing it, and I'm like, well, you know what? I've been seeing too many idiots out there on this, so I thought let's talk, let's bring that one out there. So there you go. That's the latest. We got to see Koberger shopping today, and
dancing to Rick Astley,
If you need a little pick me up, you know, just go back about an hour in the show. Your weekend's gonna be magic. Magic 104.
I marked it. It was at like minute 37, I think.
Did you mark it?
Kind of. I wrote it down, actually.
Oh, it's around funny. There. There you go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section on all of the cases that we're covering for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. You can do that on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us right there. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Todd and Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we strapped
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.